Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Unified Caring, Caring Moments podcast. UCA Caring knows no bounds. We endeavor to be wherever caring is needed and help create caring communities everywhere. Please be sure to follow us on Twitter at Unified Caring and check out our website, www.unifiedcaring.org, to see the many ways you personally can benefit by becoming a member. And now, here's the show.
Hi, good morning, and welcome to Caring Moments, a podcast brought to you by Unified Caring Association, a nonprofit organization. My name is Karen, and today I am really excited about our guest. Her name is Melissa, and she is a contributing author for the Unified Caring blog, and she has chosen a career path that absolutely fascinates me personally, and I totally agree with everything that this young lady, I mean, she's brilliant. Melissa, you're absolutely brilliant. And, you know, so you're a contributing author for Unified Caring's blog, and you offer insights. The article that I snagged, one of your articles, The Privacy of Your Own Mind, and I pulled a snippet of your genius to remind us all of why it's okay to not be okay as we each work to our own self-mastery. So if you don't mind, Melissa, I'm just going to read this quote that I pulled from your recent blog. And it says, it's the quality of our private thoughts. And in order for us to be serious about supporting our health, we have to begin getting serious about examining the quality of our thoughts. This is because the thoughts that pass through the mind pass through the body in the form of biological responses. Clinical research continues to show us how thoughts directly affect our immune system, chemical messengers, hormones, blood pressure, weight, and numerous relating functions. And so as we learn, we're gonna get down and have some fun today with Melissa, because we're going to learn how to pay attention to the thoughts of negativity and ease them into something more beneficial, not only for our personal outlook, as the chemical composition of our body's unique matrix will follow. Melissa, good morning and welcome to the show. How are you today, darling?
Hi, Karen. Thank you so much for having me on. I'm doing really well. It's a beautiful morning here in Mount Shasta, California.
Yes. I imagine every morning is beautiful in Mount Shasta. It's gorgeous country up there.
Yeah, pretty
you're
much
very
every
lucky.
Morning.
Very lucky. Yeah.
Very blessed. Well, thank you for the beautiful introduction.
Oh, you're welcome. It's your writing. That quote just moved to me, because in my own life, these are things that, with my own clients, these are things that I would strive to get them to understand. And you are, as a breathwork facilitator, that just fascinates me. Can you tell us a little bit about that, please?
Yeah, sure. So I chose to work with the medium of the breath because, I mean, it's just so obvious. It's the most freely available tool that we all have access to. Like, we are literally breathing right now automatically. We're not having to force it. And it's our mechanism to stay alive, you know. So we may as well learn how to use the breath as a tool, since we're able to carry it around with us no matter where we are, you know. And
perfect.
So a lot
yeah.
of the work that I focus on really focuses on helping us clear out any stagnancy, any heaviness in the body. And that accumulates in the body mostly because the relationship we have to our emotions sometimes is kind of a little destructive, in the sense that we push things down, we don't say things with fullness, we hold back words. All of that stuff isn't benign, and our body really keeps the score. So I help people work with their breath. I guide them through various different techniques. One technique that I kind of focus on is very focused on healing trauma and just emotional release. So that looks really different for every single person. A lot of people aren't even aware of how much stuff that they are carrying every single day. And once you kind of like cancel out the noise happening in the mind and you tune back into the body through the breath, you really gain new perspective and insight as to things that maybe need a little closer attention. You know what I mean?
I do. Because breath is really energy, isn't it?
Yeah, it's energy moving through our bodies.
Exactly. And so we are, you know, that makes total sense to take that energy and understand it that way, that when we are, as you said, pushing, you know, shoving things down that we don't know how to deal with or whatever, it makes sense that that has to go somewhere and either have a negative effect or B, a positive effect, depending on, you know, where you are in your breath and what your thought and connecting the two. So I totally get that. I love it.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it's the same just how our breath is an energy system. Our emotions are also energy emotion. If you think of the word emotion, you break that down, it is emotion. It's energy in motion. And all an emotion wants is to move, to be expressed, to be felt. And so when we kind of just like stop that in its tracks, our body kind of like experiences a small jolt. And that's where trauma accumulates in the body. You know, and I'm using the word trauma quite loosely right now because trauma looks different for every single person. However,
right.
The body still processes it as something that is undesirable, you know.
Right. All right, so what are some of the tools in dealing with breath work? And let's just, because you and I had talked previously about, you know, it being okay to not be okay, right? And understanding what that means. So when people know that they're like one off and they don't know, it's just like, you know, they're, you know, looking, they can't find their keys, you know, and then they stub their toe and then this happens and then that happens and they get caught in traffic, you know, and they don't even realize all of the energy that they're accumulating in the fact that the thoughts move so fast. By the time that they get to where they're going, the thoughts have already met them there, and that chaos continues. So how do you just, you know, stop that? How do you start to pay attention to that?
Right. I mean, I think you'd use the perfect word to describe that, which is chaos. You know, like you're literally just swirling around in one chaos to the next. So I think it requires cultivating an awareness to just take a pause, you know, just to stop yourself for one moment and just like see what it feels like to be in the chaos, you know, without trying to fix it, without trying to like complete the next task. I think that comes back to the very simple saying of like feeling your feelings.
Right.
I think that's a massive part of it.
I agree with you 100%. You know, that, you know, because the, you know, the problem is, you know, you're never going to get a control of all of your thoughts because you have, you know, that's a very large neighborhood of, I don't know, 70,000 thoughts, you know, at, I don't know, a day,
mm-hmm.
I guess. And so getting control of those is kind of like trying to harness the wind, right? So it's not really... You're not really telling people to, you know, you're not really sharing on how to get control of your thoughts. What you're really doing is teaching people to be aware of the energy in motion, right? Because thoughts,
yeah,
you know,
they
come and go. They come and go so fast, and it's kind of hard, you know, to control that. But you can control... You can control the energy motion. I think that's a beautiful thing that you're teaching, you know? And
yeah.
It is Yeah, it is. It truly is. It is something that is hugely needed, especially in today's, you know, very chaotic day-to-day, minute-by-minute, actually, you know, everything that's
right.
going on. If anybody pays attention to what's going on in the world, you know, we would all be in, you know, I don't know, straitjackets, I guess, because...
No, you're
you know,
absolutely right.
Because
Karen.
You could go crazy.
You definitely could go crazy.
You know what I mean?
So I think like cultivating the awareness is step one, you know, and of like being able
right.
to catch yourself in that moment and being like, okay, I don't feel good right now. Let me just sit with it for a minute and see what it might need, you know, instead of trying to remedy by creating even more chaos. And then
right.
part of that requires you having to check a few things also, like checking your attitude, checking the behaviors you're choosing to participate in, noticing like your inner dialogue, like your inner critic, what's going on there. So when we start, like that's part of the awareness is what I'm trying to express here, of like
right.
noticing where you're getting yourself tangled up, you know, like are you just looking in
mm-hmm.
the mirror and like criticizing yourself up and down? Or are you treating yourself lovingly? Or are you carrying a judgmental attitude? Like all of those things contribute to your experience in your day-to-day life. Like our thoughts are not benign, you know?
Exactly. I agree, they are not benign. So you in your most recent article, there's a section on exercising our minds. What does that look like?
Kind of what I just described. I think exercising your mind really entails you to be curious instead of just going down the very routine pathways that we're used to going through, you know, like going through the motions. We kind of lose
right.
that kind of that spark for life, that spark for
right.
your partner or for your family. And like, I think in those moments, like the exercise you can create for yourself is like, okay, how can I like invite that childlike essence back into my body? How can I like ask questions? How can I be curious? How can this be fun again? You know, instead of
right.
expecting something outside of yourself to change that circumstance for you. So I think that's one exercise.
Yeah, because it's all an inside job, right? All of it.
It's a fully inside job. And I mean, there's no shortcuts to it. You're going to trip and you're going to fall and you're going to have to be okay with tripping and falling. And it's really a practice of getting comfortable being uncomfortable, because when you start training the mind to think differently and behave differently, it's going to feel a little weird, you know? And so holding
right.
like great compassion for ourselves, and just emphasizing that everyone else is experiencing the same thing. No one has it all figured out. You know, we are all struggling.
Right.
We all have way too many thoughts every single day. So just remembering that and holding
right.
that near.
Right,
and like,
right.
That's why, again, I like working with the breath, because when you're feeling like really low energy or you're feeling kind of like anxious or depressive or you name it, like you can literally just invite more oxygen into your body with your breath. And after just a few rounds, like after 10 deep breaths, your body is going to feel different and your nervous system is going to calm down and your mind is going to function differently. So that's the simplest exercise that we all have readily available to us, which is just simply deep breathing. Like breathing
right.
into the entirety of our abdomen. We're designed with these like fabulous diaphragms that stretch well beneath like your navel. And like you really want to just be stretching out your diaphragm as much as you can when you breathe, especially when you're feeling not so great. You know, that's usually a sign that you're not breathing well to begin with. So
right.
when you're in that,
right.
when you're in that, like in that trance, come back to the body. Like we kind of exist very out of body, where we're just kind of in our minds a lot. And when you're in your mind so much, you're not in your body. The two like really can't exist together. So you have to like kind of pull that energy back down. Like you have to kind of imagine like there's a hurricane kind of happening over your head. And in order to like calm the hurricane down, you have to like bring it, like pull it down towards your feet so it can stretch out and that the energy of the hurricane can spread out more evenly, if that makes any sense.
No, yeah, it does. It does. You know, because I think, or I believe, we are all shallow breathers by nature because we've never really been given the breath work exercises, you know, that you get, you know, when you're meditating or, you know, things like that, you know, because we're all just shallow breathers. If we learned, I think, to do breath work, right, we would then be able to expand more oxygen into our blood, right, which then goes into our organs and, you know, and helps get everything healthy that way just by the fact of the deep breath. And so I'm really glad that you're instructing and teaching people how to do that. When I worked with people to quit smoking, for example, I would, you know, say, well, you know, what do you do, you know, when you're on your break and you go outside and you have a cigarette, what do you do? And they light it and they inhale deeply. And I said, well, then isn't it more about the breath and not the cigarette? Right?
Totally
And it's the breath that they tell themselves that it's the cigarette that's calming them, but it's really the breath, you know, the act of the deep breath. So
yeah, I think that's
right?
That's a profound insight for a lot of smokers, that they're really just like it's their meditation in a way, you know, and so it's just like transforming your meditation from needing the cigarette to just like returning back to basics.
Yes,
but
ma'am. Yeah, right.
I fully agree with you about the shallow breathing. I think that's a result of very fast-paced modern living. And I would say one thing about that, where I don't think it's about learning breath work, rather about like relearning, you know, because if you watch a baby breathe or a dog or a cat, like you see their bellies lift and fall and lift and fall. So we all knew how to breathe properly when we were very young babies and children. But as life continues and more responsibilities come on our plate and just more is going on, our body averts to this like fight or flight mode, you know, it's trying desperately to get from point A to point B safely. And so taking those like relaxing full breaths becomes secondary to the body, you know. And so I mean, when people are stressed out, like I invite you, when you're in a moment of stress, notice how you're breathing. Like literally just stop whatever you're doing for like 10 seconds and notice how you're breathing. And I guarantee you that you're going to be breathing in your upper chest and your neck. And like from that point down, there's nothing going to be happening. And so one thing you can do is just put one of your hands over your navel area, over your belly, and just start filling that space with oxygen, with air. And
let's try that right
now. Rounds, yeah, let's do that
let's
right
do
now.
That.
So I want every, wherever you are, I mean, I hope you're not driving. If you're driving, just listen. But replay this at home. But you can be sitting down or you can lay down. If you're sitting down, just have your feet grounded. Like just put both of your feet flat on the ground.
Okay.
And sit your spine as straight as you can. And it's almost as if there's like a string pulling up at the top of your head to make you sit up straight. And just
yeah,
as
I'm
you
a
are,
chair, and I have my foot up on another chair, so
I was really
comfortable. So now let me get my string and pull myself so straight, and both feet are on the floor, so it's good. Karen can follow directions.
Just,
yay!
And notice what's happening in your body just as it is before we start any sort of special breathing. Just notice if you have any tension in your shoulders, maybe in your neck. Maybe you feel like some anxiety or some emotion stuck in your chest, some frustration in your head. Whatever is happening in your body, just let it be. We don't have to be mad at it. We don't have to be frustrated at it. it belongs to. They're all messengers in the end. And so now I want you to place one of your hands over your navel area. Maybe like the lower part of your belly would be better. And I want you to take a full and very slow inhale through your nose. And then hold it at the top for a moment. And then I want you to exhale through your mouth very slowly. And we're going to do it again. So inhale through the nose, slow and long. Spine still straight. You're going to hold it at the top. And then just release everything through the mouth. And you want to make your exhale slightly longer than the inhale. That really helps the nervous system calm down. And just do this for 5, maybe 10 rounds. And notice like the difference you notice in your body afterwards. So keep on breathing.
I will tell you this. I will tell you this, sweetheart.
Yes.
In the second breath, my right shoulder just finally, because it's been hurting me, and it just loosened up, and there's absolutely zero pain in there. That
yes,
was all just after two.
Absolutely.
Just after two breaths.
I know.
Right? So
imagine after 1 minute how you're going to feel.
Exactly.
I mean, we hold, like, a lot of our aches and pains, we try to rationalize them by, oh, I lifted that wrong or I did this wrong. But a lot of it is actually just, like, emotional tension. A lot of it is just, like, the pent-up words that we don't speak out loud. A lot of it is just, like, very psychosomatic, you know? And so just
right.
Expand, like, we're creating space with the breath. We're creating space in our bodies so that our bodies can just, like, untangle themselves. Like, we all have tangles. Like, I also carry a lot of stuff in my shoulders. And so I know to breathe into those areas, you know? So it's all about, like, knowing your body, knowing your holding patterns. And the breath is going to show you. If you don't know your holding patterns, the breath is going to be very quick to show you. You know, it's going to be like, oh, okay, I feel a lot of tension in this area. And maybe it happens over and over again, and you never really knew why.
Right. Well,
that is
a beautiful thing. And you do it for, like, you could do it for, like, 10 breaths. That would be...
Yeah, minimum 10 breaths.
Like, almost, if you're doing it nice and slow, that would actually be, like, a minute.
Definitely.
Right?
And the beauty about that practice is that you can do it at home. You can do it standing in line at the grocery store. You can do it while in your car driving. Like, that's just, like, a simple deep breathing practice, you know? And, like, that is one of the tools that we have available to us when it's, like, okay, I feel like I'm kind of, like, meeting my edge right now of stress and of chaos. I'm going to take a few moments to just, like, be with my breath and see what my breath has to say, see what my body has to say, help any tension kind of dislodge. And it's a beautiful gift to yourself, you know, and it is,
mm-hmm.
like, taking full responsibility and taking, like, full accountability for your well-being and not expecting anyone to fix it for you, you know. It's, like, collaborating
right.
with your body, so to speak.
Right. Right. Oh, exactly. You know, and that's another thing is that, you know, happiness really is an inside job, right? There's nobody
mm-hmm.
in our heads saying, you know, this, that, or the other thing. I mean, it's not like it's somebody in there talking. I mean, it's our own self-talk, right? Yeah, and,
yep.
you know, we need to, you know, learn how to get a hold of that, you know, negative nabob and just chain it down, don't we? And this will help with that.
Yeah, this will help
you know,
with that. It's going to, oh, I'm sorry. It's going to, I was
no,
just going
to no, no,
add
go ahead.
That. By doing that, you're just inviting more compassion to your experience, more caring into your experience. And that's when you really start to see transformations happen from within, you know? And it's going to pour outward. When you're good to yourself, when you treat yourself kindly, like, you have a lot more energy in your body at that point to give back to other people. And so you're going to be less reactive, less moody, and you're going to be able to show up clearly and purposefully. And that's what the world really needs right now. It needs clear and purposeful people. And it doesn't matter what you're doing. You might be a brain surgeon and you might be a mom of three, you know, like homeschooling your kids right now. Like no matter where, what side of the spectrum you lay in, like you are needed to show up clearly. You need to feel good in your body, as good as possible, and just using the tools that we already have. We don't need to buy more things, you know. We don't need any more things outside of ourselves to, quote, unquote, fix us, you know. And it all begins with just noticing how you breathe. When you're looking in front of a mirror, what is that conversation that you're having with yourself in front of the mirror? Are you being nice to yourself or are you being cruel to yourself? You know, like we really need to start deconstructing these self-destructive language and behavioral patterns that we all carry, you know, and like that's empowering.
It is. You know, I truly think everybody, when they wake up in the morning, I don't care what your age is, what your gender is, when you get up and you get that first glimpse of yourself in the mirror, instead of saying, ugh, you know, time has crossed over my face, or, oh, my God, I'm 16 years old and I have pimples or whatever, you just say,
yes.
Damn, I look good. Right?
I look good.
Hot damn, I look good. You know what I mean? I think everybody should, that's how they should start their morning ritual at their, when they're looking at themselves, because that will certainly change your attitude. You know, if that's your first thought, can you imagine? Can you absolutely imagine? Because then you're not, you're changing your habit of, you know, picking yourself apart rather than lifting yourself up. So I think maybe I'll try that tomorrow and see how it goes.
I think you should try that. I'll try it with you, Karen. I'll try it with you. You might not believe it, you know, but you know what? It might make you laugh. And there's a lot of medicine in laughter too. You know, like we take ourselves so seriously. So let's inject some lightheartedness into the conversation. Let's inject some humor back into our lives. And not be so serious about these things. It gets boring after a while, too, you know?
It does. You know, I don't know of anybody else. And I talked with a lot of, and I do talk with a lot of people. And I know a lot of people. But I think I am the only person I know who has a standard date, the 1st of January every single year, to write my New Year's resolutions, right? And I only have one. And it's not about, you know, my body or losing 10 pounds or, you know, eating more healthy. My one and only goal each and every year, Melissa, is to find 1 million things to laugh about.
Oh, my God. That's brilliant. I'm going to make that mine, too, but I'm going to start early. I'm going to start now.
That's it. That's what I do every single year. That's the only thing I will ever write down, is to find 1 million things to laugh about, because you're right. People take each other way too seriously. People are so easily triggered and offended. And you know what? Everybody is entitled to an opinion. Everybody, you don't have to agree with it, but you don't have to beat somebody else up with it either. So I tend to stay away from all that. I don't even draw that into my sphere, and I find people who help uplift me and, you know, and laugh, and I love laughing. I do.
Totally.
I want to thank you
so much
for spending time with me this morning and our listeners. We've got 60 seconds. I hope you'll come back, and we'll do that hot damn I look good in the morning. And, you know, and then we'll check in with each other in a week, and we'll see how it goes, okay? But in the meantime,
all right,
where can people find you online? I know they can find you online at UCA under the blogs. Caring Communities, I think, is the blog. Yes, Unified Caring Community. .com. And if you go to the website, it's under Caring Communities, and they can read your work there. Where else can they find you?
Okay, yeah, find me on the blog. You can also find me online on my website. It's just my full name, melissaaparicio.com. Maybe that will be in the show notes so you can easily find that. And then I'm also very active on Instagram. So that's my social media platform of choice. I'm very active on there, so find me there. But yeah,
all right, and your name is spelled M-E-L-I-S-S-A, A, P like Peter, ARICIO.com. Oh, thank you so much for spending time with me, and I hope you'll come back again soon.
Yeah, thank you, Karen. It was a joy. Talk to you soon. Bye, everyone.
Okay, take care. All right, bye, everyone. Have a great day. Till next time.